Daddy, it's time to say goodbye. she died. As the ghost of my baby climbed back in a chair to ride, ride, ride.
Yee-hee, there we go. April 1953, the Checkers on King with Ghost of My Baby.
And from August of 1952 on King Records, King number 4558, Flame in My Heart, with Charlie White doing lead.
And we began?
And we began from April of 1954 on King with the Checkers and Don't Stop Dan. Now, of course, you all know that the Checkers are a spinoff group of the Dominoes, and as a matter of fact, the original three Dominoes, Joe Lamont, Charlie White, and Bill Brown, were in the Checkers, and along with David Bourne.
Little David.
Little David Bourne, David right. and the Harps, a.k.a. David of the Drifters. And
right.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Maloof.
We just played three records by a classic group. We're going to have two in a row now, two records. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play both sides of each when we're going to feature one of New York's finest vocal groups. The Five Crowns, Wilbur Yonke Paul, the three Clark brothers, Papa John.
Wrong family,
Mickey
Papa
and
Don.
Doc, yeah, Papa Don.
Papa Don, that's Dominic's uncle.
Yeah, right. And, of course, Doc Green. That's what I meant to
look
say.
Look at Kalino. He's over here.
Yeah,
he's laughing at us.
I know. He used Dixie Peach for his hair today in honor of our show.
Right, we're going to wrap some linguine around his neck later.
Anyway, this is a great, great way to spend the afternoon with this particular vocal group and these two records, their first two releases on Rainbow. And from 1952, The Five Crowns with A Star.
A star is like the glowing midst of a
a star. confession. Why leave me to love, reminding me nightly from heaven above. Oh, when you left my heart alone there, why must you go away?
Yeah. Greyhound, 4 Nancy 50 in fact. Yes, got it happened to me, a Greyhound, 4 Nancy 50 in fact. And when I catch this Greyhound, baby, don't try to find out where I'm at. Yes, I still love you, baby, but got troubles on my mind. Love you, baby, but got troubles on my mind. Look out for me, baby, take care of the dogs of Heathen Town. So take care, pretty baby, don't you worry, my honey. Money. I got to leave at 2, 'cause my time is overdue. Baby, I got to leave at 2, 'cause my time is overdue. Now if you still love me, baby, take a bus for 9:52. So take care, pretty baby. Don't you worry, my honey. Oh, take care, pretty baby. Don't you worry, my honey. 'Cause when you say you love me, baby, you only want my darling money. So take care, pretty baby. Don't you worry, my honey.
New York Classics. You just heard probably one of the best vocal groups, best street-type vocal groups anywhere, right from the heart of New York City. That was the Five Crowns, and you heard from 1952, 1950 Bus. That's Rainbow number 184. Before that, the flip of Rainbow number 184, Who Can Be True? And before that, record they had kind of had a mild hit with, You're My Inspiration, Rainbow number 179. And before that, we started off Five Crown Spotlight with the flip of You're My Inspiration, A Star, all on Rainbow Records. And that was Will Bianchi Paul, the great voice of Nicky Clark, doing most of the second leads. And along with Doc Green, John Clark, and Papa Clark. A great vocal group. Of course, an offshoot of the Crowns with Ellsbury Hobbs and Benny King.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a gentleman by the name of Doc Green.
Yeah, who later went on to become the later Drifters.
Yeah, I bought a box set, a Sue box set, and I noticed some cuts by a guy by the name of Johnny Darrow, a.k.a. Johnny Moore. A couple of the Drifters did go over to Sue and do some single things, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'd like to say hello to Bernie from Bayside, by the way.
Righto.
And he enjoyed the Red Robin material.
There's more coming, Bern?
Yes, there certainly is.
Okay, we want to say hi to two of our marathon helpers. Debbie, first of all, thank you for getting in touch. And Annie Kay from Yonkers. And Annie, you must be psychic because I happen to have the Shepherd's record in the box today. And it will be coming up during Drop the Hammer.
Oh, God. How corny. He just took over the show, I told you.
Right. It's my turn to be the boss.
Why don't you come up here December the 17th and take over?
Right. Why not? Okay. Going to stay in New York right now. Going to go up-tempo from 1961. The Shells on Johnson with Can't Take It.
Well, I can't take it. stand right here in my heart. So I sit, I'll teach you the meaning. The meaning.
Oh, me.
Was it meant for me?
If I'm not mistaken, that one's from the pen of one Hiram Johnson and Nate Bouknight. The Shells from 1959 on Roulette Records with She Wasn't Meant for Me.
Before that, from 1961, September of 1961, on Johnson Records, Sweetest One. And, of course, the cover version is pretty good here. The original, of course, by Johnny Maestro and the Crests, but they do a good job on this one. This was also produced by Wayne Sterling and Don Folletti. Before that, In the Dim Light of the Dark, from 1961, and before that, from April of 1961, Can't Take It, The Shells, A Bag of Shells for New York City.
Yes, sir, and I must tell you, from listening to you in the headphones, if you don't have asthma, I don't know who does.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's 30-some-odd years sitting in this corner,
right,
having to bend. See, if I could sit up like a normal human being and speak,
right,
it wouldn't be bad.
This would be
but
true.
Having my belt cut into my
right
waist,
into your
is
navel,
really not fun.
This is
know
true.
Anyway, back to some real R&B.
Yes, sir. Oh, did you get that dig one, folks? Oh, yes.
Now we're going to play. We're going to play a New York standard vocal group. We're going to stay in New York again. Then we'll probably go to California after this.
Yo-ho-ho.
We're going to play the Sparrows, not to be confused with the Dominic D'Elia Sal Mondrone Sparrows. We're going to play the Sparrows featuring Joseph Rocky Washington, David Martin, Henry Brown, and Perry C. Hayward, who recorded for J.D., Joe Davis's J.D. label. We're going to play two records, four in a row, their first two releases, one on J.D., and, of course, the second record was recorded in 53, but wasn't released until 56.
On Davis.
On Davis, right. So we're playing one from J.D., one from Davis, but it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
All recorded in 1953. We're going to start off with Rocky Washington doing lead on a great up-tempo side called Why Did You Leave Me?
I said, oh, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Yes, why did you leave me?
Yeah, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Well, why did you leave me?
Well, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me? Why did you have to go door?
Well, I woke up this morning, found a note pinned on the door. Yeah. Woke up this morning, found an open on the door. She says, but daddy, 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 I don't need you no more. I said, oh, why did you leave me?
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 Why did you leave me? Well, why did you leave me?
Yes, why did you leave me?
Why did you leave me? Yes, come back, baby, won't you please come back?
Yes, come.
Tell my baby I'm lost and I'm strong,
and I need her love to keep me warm.
Well, tell my baby.
Tell my baby I'm all alone.
Please tell her my baby.
Tell my baby she's the only lover I know.
Yes, tell her my baby.
Tell my baby.
do love you from the start.
I tell you, I love the baritone in that record. By the Sparrows, on one on Davis, one on JD. What you just heard was Come Back to Me, which was recorded in 1953, released in 1956, and I think that was because of the flip. The flip was called Love Me Tender, so I guess they wanted to cash in on the Presley Love Me Tender recording, but they were both recorded. As a matter of fact, they were recorded September 17, 1953. Before Love Me Tender, you heard their first release for JD Records, recorded October of 1953, Tell Me Baby, or I should say Tell My Baby. It's written on the CD, Tell Me Baby, but I know it's Tell My Baby.
Right.
And before that, the flip, Why Did You Leave Me, featuring Rocky Washington. This particular group also recorded as the Performers on Tip Top and
All-Star.
All-Star, and a pretty good group. Not Man for Man, though. I think just two members of the Sparrows became performers.
Mr. Hayward and, I believe, Mr. Washington.
Yeah, Rocky Washington and Perry C. Hayward, another one of Joe Davis's great vocal groups. And by the way, George, another great job of engineering.
Thank you very much. Anyway, shall we go to California?
Yeah, well, we're going to take the Midnight Flyer again.
No, the Midnight Flyer left town.
I mean, okay. That was so contrived, George. That
I know, it was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
Here's one of your favorites. It's Frankie Romaine Lettuce coming up for you right now. Remember that? Oh, that was a show that we did. Yeah, right. Another gem from the past.
Oh yeah, in one of the shows I had to throw you some raw meat.
Yeah, this is like true. That. We had a couple of those. Okay, from March of 1956, the Native Boys on Combo going to do a spotlight on the label now. The Native Boys with "I've Got a Feeling."
I love you, baby, baby, deep, I do. Deed, I do. I've got a feeling, thrill me. Oh, baby, make me see. You love me like I love you tonight. Love you tonight. Kiss me once, you kiss me twice. Oh, baby, that's so nice. Love me, love me, love me, dear. I want you here, cause I've got a feeling and I feel just the way no one else feels. I love you, baby, baby, yes, you know. Yes, yes, you know. Mm-hmm.
me twice, ooh, baby, that's so nice. Love me, love me, love me, dear, I want you here, 'cause I've got a feeling, no, so true, I'll forever be loving you. I love you, baby, baby, deep, I do, I do. Yes, I love you, baby, baby, deep, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Hey!
I'm fine.
have a bad romance. I come to you.
Yeah.
California sunshine on a nice November day. 1956, March of that year to be exact, the Native Boys on Combo with Oh Let Me Dream. Before that, Sal.
May of 1958, Cause of a Bad Romance by the Debonairs. Before that, from October of 1956, the Newtones with At Midnight. And before that, from August of 1955, the Starlighters with Arlene.
And we began from March of 56, the Native Boys on Combo with I've Got a Feeling, a.k.a. the Ebb Tones on Ebb.
Good label combo.
Danny Romaine, Frankie Romaine, and...
Yeah, and romaine lettuce.
And all the lettuces.
Right.
And in between.
And right. Arugula, too.
Arugula. I love arugula.
Listen, we're not going to be here.
I wonder if they got the arugula Valentinos.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're
going to
find
evening.
Out. Absolutely.
We're not going to be here in November, so I'd like to acknowledge some November events.
Okay.
I would like to say a happy birthday to my daughter, Nicole.
Absolutely.
Who will be 11 years old on November 16th. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Nicole. I would also like to say hello to Susan and Louise out there.
Schmooing
the phones.
Schmooing Lou. Schmooing Lou on the phones.
Drinking wine, Spodio. Oh, sorry.
Right.
And
Joe Marchesani's got a birthday November the 10th, I believe. Sal Pasentino, November 22nd.
And last, ladies and gentlemen, but not least, the ugliest bald man I've ever worked with has a birthday coming up on November 24th.
Righto.
How old would you be, you oxymoron? You blithering idiot.
Oxymoron?
How old would you be?
I'll only be 48.
48.
48.
Good year.
It was a wonderful year, right.
Hey, you got something on the turntable now.
No,
is
we're
it
going.
My turn?
It's your turn.